Hello, and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in WGE GCSE Mathematics, coordinate geometry. This is topic 2.13 in your specification, and it's absolutely crucial for both foundation and higher tier students. Now, I know what you might be thinking, oh no, not graphs and equations again, but here's the thing. Coordinate geometry is actually one of the most predictable topics in your exam. Once you understand the patterns, you can score marks consistently. And that's exactly what we're going to help you do today. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover everything you need to know: gradients, y-intercepts, parallel and perpendicular lines, and most importantly, how to answer exam questions that earn you full marks. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's get started. Let's begin with the foundation of everything in coordinate geometry: the equation y equals mx plus c. This is the most important equation you'll see in this topic. Y equals mx plus c. The letter m represents the gradient, that's the steepness of the line, and c represents the y-intercept, that's where the line crosses the y-axis. Here's the first crucial exam technique. WGXE examiners will often give you an equation that's not in the form y equals mx plus c. For example, they might give you 2x plus y equals 5. If you try to read the gradient directly from this equation, you'll get it wrong and lose marks. You must rearrange it first. Let me show you how. Starting with 2x plus y equals 5, we need to get y on its own. Subtract 2x from both sides, and you get y equals negative 2x plus 5. Now it's in the correct form. The gradient m is negative 2, and the y-intercept c is 5. This rearrangement step is worth at least one mark in most questions, so never skip it. Now let's talk about calculating gradients from two points. The formula is gradient equals y2 minus y1 divided by x2 minus x1. Think of it as change in y over change in x, or rise over run. Here's a memory hook that students love. Rise before you run. Always calculate the vertical change first, that's y2 minus y1, then divide by the horizontal change, that's x2 minus x1. Let me give you an example. If you have point A at coordinates 2, 3, and point B at coordinates 6, 11, the gradient is 11 minus 3 over 6 minus 2. That's 8 over 4, which equals 2. The gradient is 2. A common mistake here, and this loses so many marks, is mixing up the order. Some students calculate x2 minus x1 over y2 minus y1. That's run over rise, and it's completely wrong. Always rise over run. Rise before you run. Now let's move to parallel lines. This is beautifully simple. Parallel lines have the same gradient. If one line has gradient 3 and another line is parallel to it, that second line also has gradient 3. The y-intercepts can be different, that's what keeps them apart, but the gradients must be identical. This is a one-mark gift in foundation tier, so make sure you can state it confidently. Perpendicular lines are a bit trickier. This is higher tier content. Two lines are perpendicular if they meet at a right angle, like a plus sign or a letter T. The rule is, the product of their gradients equals negative 1. In other words, m1 times m2 equals negative 1. Let me make this really clear with an example. If one line has gradient 2, what's the gradient of a perpendicular line? We need m1 times m2 equals negative 1. So 2 times m2 equals negative 1. Divide both sides by 2, and m2 equals negative 0.5. The perpendicular gradient is negative 1/2. Here's a quick trick. To find the perpendicular gradient, flip the fraction and change the sign. If the gradient is 2, which is 2 over 1, flip it to get 1 over 2, then change the sign to get negative 1 over 2. Flip and switch. Finally, let's talk about finding the equation of a line. This is a multi-step process, and it's worth 3 to 4 marks typically. Here's the method examiners want to see. Step 1. Write down y equals mx plus c. Step 2, calculate or identify the gradient m. Step 3, substitute m into the equation. Step 4, substitute a point's coordinates, that's an x and y value, into the equation to find c. Step 5, write the final equation. Show every step. Even if you can do it in your head, write it down. Examiners give method marks for showing you're working. Now let's talk about how to avoid the mistakes that cost students marks in every exam series. Mistake number 1, not rearranging equations into y equals mx plus c form. I can't stress this enough. If the equation isn't in the right form, rearrange it first. This is the single most common error on WJXE papers. Mistake number two, mixing up gradient and y-intercept. Remember, m is the gradient, the number in front of x, and c is the y-intercept, the constant term on its own. Mistake number three, getting the gradient formula backwards. It's rise over run, not run over rise. Y change over x change, vertical over horizontal. Mistake number four, in show that questions about perpendicular lines, students often just state the answer without showing the multiplication. You must write m1 times m2 equals, then show your calculation, then equals negative 1, show the working to get the marks, and here's a timing tip. WGSE allocates approximately 1 minute per mark, so a 4-mark question should take about 4 to 5 minutes. If you're spending 10 minutes on a 3-mark question, you're going too slow. Practice your technique to build speed. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does m represent in y equals mx plus c? The gradient. Question 2. What does c represent? The y-intercept. Question 3. What's the gradient formula using two points? y2 minus y1 over x2 minus x1. Question 4. If two lines are parallel, what can you say about their gradients? They're the same. Question 5. For perpendicular lines, what does m1 times m2 equal? Negative 1. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways for coordinate geometry. Number 1. Always rearrange equations into y equals mx plus c before identifying the gradient or y-intercept. Number 2. Gradient equals rise over run. That's y2 minus y1 over x2 minus x1. Number 3. Parallel lines have identical gradients. Number 4. Perpendicular lines have gradients whose product is negative 1. And number 5. Show every step of your working, especially when finding equations of lines. Method marks are there for the taking. Coordinate geometry appears in every WJEC GCSE maths paper, and it's one of the most reliable topics for scoring marks if you know the techniques. Practice rearranging equations, calculating gradients, and writing full solutions with clear working. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, you've got this. Good luck with your exams.